The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak of his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Before I start the homily, I wish to thank all the
fathers for all they do
in their families, in the church, in the community. Today is a special day when we pray for the fathers. We ask God to continue to bless them. We ask the Holy Spirit to continue to inspire them. And also we ask the Son to continue to nourish all the fathers. My dear friends in Christ, today we are celebrating the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. There is this familiar story, I know you must have heard about it, of St. Augustine. That was in 5th century, when he was trying to explain the doctrine of the Most Holy Trinity. He tried all he could to really capture and give us a definite description or explanation of the Trinity. And we all know the doctrine of the Trinity. It says that we have one God, but three persons in one God. These three persons in one God are not three gods. One God, three persons, they share one divine nature. They are co-equal and co-eternal. So when St. Augustine tried to explain this, one day, he was walking along the seashore, and he saw a little boy that dug a hole by the shore. And this little boy will go to the sea to collect water and pour in this little hole that he dug. And St. Augustine saw him and asked him, "Hey, what are you doing?" The little boy said, "I want to exhaust all the water in the sea and pour them into this little hole." St. Augustine asked him, "Do you know what you're doing? Is it possible?" And the little boy said, "You are Augustine. You want to explain about the infinite God with a finite mind." And after that, the little boy disappeared. That was when St. Augustine came to realize that there is no way he can really exhaust or explain the mystery of the Holy Trinity. And that humbled him. But he tried to give his own analogy, and he said that God the Father is the lover. God the Son is the beloved, and God the Holy Spirit is the love. That is St. Augustine's own explanation. And we have St. Cyril of Alexandria, and that's my own favorite understanding of the Trinity. For St. Cyril, he tried to describe the Holy Trinity, God the Father as the Son, God the Son as the light that comes from the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is the heat that comes from the Son. And he said, there is no way we can separate the light from the sun and the heat from the sun. For me, this is my favorite explanation of the Most Holy Trinity. But the point is this, my dear friends in Christ, we are not here to argue or to try to explain in totality. But the question is, or the message of today, is for us to live our lives in the presence of the awareness of the Trinity. Our challenge today is to think about and meditate upon the love, the unity that exists in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In today's first reading that came from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs tried to explain to us that when we look at creation, we could see a perfect order. Creation was not as a result of disorder. It came from an order. And he tried to personalize this wisdom as God. And in the creation, the Holy Spirit was present during creation. Creation was not done in isolation of the other persons, one God. That is why if we read the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, before God created, there was a phrase that says, let us create man in our image and likeness. Let us means the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit during the creation of man. My dear friends in Christ, when we go into the scripture, you cannot see the word Trinity, but that doesn't mean that Trinity is not in the scripture. It is. It is implied. Now look at what happened when Mary conceived Christ. God the Father sent the angel to Mary to tell her that she would bear a son, that she would conceive a son. And when Mary asked, how could this happen? The angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And when Mary accepted this, God the Son was conceived. So we could see the presence of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. At the baptism of Jesus, when John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus, we read that the cloud opened and there was a voice that said, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. And also there was a presence of the Holy Spirit that came in form of a dove on the head of Jesus. So we could see the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And also when Jesus was commissioning the disciples to go into the world to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is the Trinity. So when someone tells you, oh, show me where it is in the Bible, just point out all these points. In the second reading of today, St. Paul reminds us that the love of God the Father has been poured into our lives by the Holy Spirit. In other words, Jesus is the face of God. And Jesus came to redeem what God the Father has created. We could see the Father, the Son, and the Spirit at play. So St. Paul reminds us that we have to believe in this teaching. St. Paul reminds us that we are so blessed to receive this love of God the Father in our hearts. St. Paul reminds us that God is not far away from us, that the Holy Spirit is not far away from us. They live with us. Even if we are experiencing some difficulties, that doesn't mean that God is far away. He lives with us. In the Gospel of today, St. John gives us the glimpse of this relationship, of this community of love that exists between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. God the Father sent the Son. And the Son, before he departed, sent the Spirit. That is this union. The Gospel reminds us that in our diversity, there is unity. And that is what we are called to reflect upon today as we are celebrating the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We are being challenged to be united, that our diversity should be our strength. Our diversity should unite us, especially now that the world is so polarized. There is division everywhere. The Gospel reminds us, and today the church reminds us, that our diversity should be our strength and our unity. The church reminds us to look up to the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. That is this co-relationship. That is this harmony that exists. And we have to live in harmony with others. We have to remember that we should live not in isolation, but we should live in harmony. There should be this relationship. So for us to really celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, we are being encouraged to live this love. We are being encouraged to also think about the love that exists between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And also, today, we are being challenged on a mission. God the Father sent God the Son. God the Son sent God the Holy Spirit. And God the Holy Spirit is sending us into the world to live out this love, to make others feel the love and the harmony of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray in this Mass today. As Christians, as those that profess the Father, the Son, and the Spirit in all we do, we have to live it out in our lives. We have to live in harmony. We have to live a life of love. So whenever we are loving others, we are expressing our belief in the Trinity. And as we express our belief in the Trinity, may the blessings of the Trinity be imparted unto us. May his words continue to inspire us as we live out our lives, as we say yes to this mission that's being sent, that we are being sent by the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.